Good morning, Boker Tov, and good Chodesh, good Rosh Chodesh to all. This morning's 10 Minutes of Meaning series is generously sponsored by Jeffrey Gelb in memory of Meshulam ben David, Shengel Baz David, Avner ben Avram HaKohen. We're very indebted and grateful to Jeffrey for his generosity and sponsorship. This morning's particular shiur is sponsored by Kaylin David Haskell for the Refuah Shleima of Esther Tehila Bas Ariel Tzipora. We continue to daven for her and all those who are ill. They should have a speedy and a painless and a complete recovery. Please join our one-on-one campaign in order to learn a minute a day and give a dollar a day in the merit of Esti Moskowitz and all those who need a Refuah Shleima. BRSonline.org/1and1. We are in the 19th parak of Mesilas Yesharim. The Ramchal of Moshe Chaim Lutzato is helping us learn to be the best and better versions of ourselves each and every day, to never be complacent, to never feel we've arrived, to never be done, but to always be growing greater and greater. And we are up to the step, the 12-step program of self-perfection called Chassidus, how to be righteous, how to be pious, not about what we wear, but who we are, how we think, how we make decisions, and what we do. We've gone through how that expresses itself in the realm in the area of loving Hashem, in the realm in the area of being in awe of Hashem, and how it manifests itself in different parts of our day, in different areas and arenas of our life. And lastly, we've been discussing something so fundamental, so I fear lost on our generation, not part of our curriculum and too often not part of our conversations. And that is how we can be marbek vod shamayim, how our lives are dedicated to increasing and promoting and expanding the presence of Hashem here in this world. Not what I want, not what makes me happy, but how can I be holy? How can I lead such a life? And how can I craft and mold and shape this world in His image? How can I bring other people closer to His name and to His brand? How can I represent and advocate and be an agent of His in this world to best represent His interests, to mold and shape the world in His image, to be able to get the world to understand His expectations, His definitions, His omnipotent, eternal, infinite view of what is right, not what is current, not what is popular, not what is the pop culture, but what is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is the Almighty, what is the King of Kings think is the way that we're meant to live in this world. And so we've been discussing the pain, the absence of His presence, the churban, the loss, the destruction, no Beis HaMikdash, no place of those daily miracles, no revelation, no access to the presence of Hashem. And a person shouldn't give up of hope of realizing, says the Ramchal, that maybe it's you, maybe it's me. We don't know which one of us, and we don't know which one of our tefillos will make that difference. Last we quoted the Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, who said, Noach sin katnei emuna was, he didn't have faith and he didn't believe in himself. He didn't realize that maybe it was his next move, maybe it was his next gesture, maybe it was his next outreach effort, maybe it was his next mitzvah, maybe it was his next statement of protest or objection on behalf of Hashem, maybe it was his next heartfelt tefillah that could have tipped the scale in the world's favor, so the flood wouldn't have happened, it wouldn't have needed to be destroyed. Says the Ramchal, Nivra Adam Yechidi, Shekol Echad Yomer Bishvili Nivra Olam, quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin that each individual, the world was created with one person, Adam, man, why? So all of us realize, Yechidi, that our Shorosh HaNeshama in the core of who we are is our ability to think of ourselves, that the whole world exists just for us, and the whole world relies and depends just on us. And that our behavior, our thought, our decision, our action can tip that next scale. And even though the time may not be ripe for the request to be granted, nevertheless, we're making Hashem happy with our effort, with our gesture, with our initiative, when we do what we need to do, when we do what we're meant to do, when we do what He expects us to do, we give a nachas ruach. How often do we often enough stop and say, what will give Hashem nachas? What will make Hashem happy? What does He want me to do in this moment? What does He want me to say? Where does He want me to go? What does He want me to represent? Not what do I want to do? Not what does my social circle and the peer pressure push me to do? What does Hashem want me to do? What will give Him simcha? Kadosh Baruch Hu sameach b'zeh. Of course it's an anthropomorphism. Of course Hashem doesn't have feelings. He doesn't have emotions. He's infinite, omnipotent, and perfect. But nevertheless, the Ramchal doesn't hesitate to ascribe that Hashem has simcha. He has a joy. We give Him a nachas ruach. We give Him a sense of pride in us. V'al ha'edar zeh davar Yisrael ha'navi. And on this Navi Yishayahu said, V'yar ki ein ish v'yishtomem ki ein mafgiyah. He saw there were no righteous people. He was amazed that no one turned to him in prayer. Hashem sometimes looks down at this world. It's chaos. It's increasingly unrecognizable, changing assumptions, definitions, conversations, vocabulary. Hashem looks down and he says, Vayishtomeim, he's shocked. He's shocked, Einish. Where is everyone? Why isn't anyone speaking up? Why isn't anyone standing out? Sensitively, respectfully, warmly, kindly, but at least representing, defending Hashem, his view. Vabit ve'ein ozer ve'eshtomeim ve'ein somech. He also says, Yishayahu Navi, I looked and there was no one who could assist. I was amazed that there was no one to give support. Tzioni doresh ein la. Tzioni, Eretz Yisrael, our brothers and sisters in Israel. Doresh ein la. Do we long? Are we waiting? Are we going? Are we moving? Are we supporting? Do we wake up in the morning and before anything else, do we check what's happening in Israel? Is everyone okay in Israel? Michlal debaya drisha. The Gemara learns from Yitzion doresh ein la. Debaya drisha. Should be Dorish. Our children are on our hearts and our thoughts, our minds all the time. Eretz Yisrael, the brothers and sisters there, Israel, should be in our hearts and thoughts all the time. You know, we can't say there's not enough time in the day. You can't say I have limited energy, time, and resources. There are things that are priorities. There are things that are primary and central. They're core to our very identity and who we are. And it's not the pursuit of more material things. It's not catching up on more pop culture and binging on watching more to keep up. That's not what needs drisha. What needs drisha, what we have to follow, and I enjoy sports as much as anyone, particularly this season of my beloved Yankees, Hashem's team. I enjoy as much as anyone, but that's not what Hashem wants us to be doresh. Not follow sports, not follow Bitcoin, not follow the stock market. Doresh ein la, what he wants us to be doresh, boy drisha, is the well-being, the welfare of our brothers and sisters, of our holy land, of our sacred Torah, of his brand. How's Hashem doing? You know, the Pew study showed that Americans are at an all-time low in their belief in God. That's boy drisha. That requires our thoughtfulness, our contemplativeness. What are we doing about that? What difference are we making about that? There is no out, there is no excuse that we're exhausted and we're too busy and who has time to represent or advocate or stand for Hashem. The work is not for us to finish, but you cannot nevertheless relinquish the responsibility. And Yishayahu says she has no one to lead her from among her children that she gave birth to, no one to support her hand from among all that she raised. We look at a world where people are doing kindness for themselves, what feels good. But sometimes we have to leave our comfort zone. Sometimes we have to speak out in a way that's inconvenient. Sometimes we have to care about and be doresh Hashem. What are we doing to promote and increase his brand, his presence, the people's accountability to him, his definitions, his understandings? That sentence is so critical, so important. That sentence, namely, says the Ramchal, it's not possible. God's honor and glory cannot expand. God's honor and glory, God's presence, God's policies cannot expand. They cannot penetrate. They cannot be more impactful. It's all directly related to the Jewish people. When we merit, when we're worthy, when we are redeemable, when we are redeemed, when we are redemptive, then as our stock rises, so does Hashem. But when we mistreat, when we misbehave, when we disobey, when we make headlines for the wrong reasons, as we go down, so does he. Shezet toli zeba emes. Grieves for the glory of the Holy One and the glory of the Jewish people. Hashem's glory, his reputation, his brand is inexplicably intertwined with that of the Jewish people. When we act in a way that draws positive attention, that draws admiration and affection, then people want more of God. Oh, that's a Jewish people. They're honest, they're kind, they're integrity, they're what they stand for, they represent true traditional values. They represent and stand for truth. They're not consumed or they're not concerned with political correctness, but they represent and advocate, even when it's unpopular, inconvenient, then people say, I want to be part of that. I want a piece of that. I want to be connected to that. Hashem's brand rises or falls with ours. So we can't control Him, of course, but we can control ourselves. Are we redeemable? And are we virtuous? Are we acting in a way that others will want to be part of? And are we acting in a way that will best represent Him as His agents here in this world? That's what it means to be a chassid. You want to reach this level of the step of Mesillas Yesharim, of this path? What it means to be a chassid, what it means to be a chassid is to be concerned. To be concerned with the world, our impact on the world, the state of the world, and whether we're making a difference in the world to represent Him. We should all be zoch, we should merit to be chassidim on this Rosh Chodesh. It's a Rosh Chadash, a new mindset, a new attitude. May we live our lives in a way that draws others closer to Hashem. Stay healthy, stay happy, stay holy. Have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh. Join us 8:45 for Living with Emunah tonight. We go behind the bima with Davi Safir and Yehuda Geber, two great historians and friends, behind the bima tonight at 9 p.m. Until next time, take care.